II. The New Global Agenda. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development is the result of an intergovernmental process called Post-2015 Agenda that stems from two different legal instruments. Firstly, its background derives from the Millennium Declaration. Note reference 6 and the Millennium Development Goals MDGs. Note reference 7. To inaugurate the new century, the Secretary General of the United Nations called the governments to join in a collective effort to eradicate extreme poverty. The effort started in the year 2000 and it was expected, successfully end by 2015. The focus of the 8 goals centered towards providing universal primary education, promoting gender equality and women's empowerment, reducing infant mortality and improving maternal health, combating HIV and AIDS, malaria, and other illnesses, ensuring environmental sustainability, and creating the Global Partnership for Development. However, as the years passed by, it was clear that structural challenges kept governments from meeting these goals, and other obstacles such as climate change were worsening the conditions of populations across the world. The MDGs were actually only addressing effects rather than causes, and therefore the actions they promoted were only superficial. They were only meant to address developing countries and therefore reproduced the north-south and donor-recipient dynamic. By doing that, the MDGs also conditioned the global funding for development, and thus deviated the flows from national priorities and reduced the policy space of developing countries. To address these issues, a new call was made in 2013 under the General Assembly to renew the commitment for another series of goals, recalling as well the achievements made by the MDGs. Two bodies were created, a high-level panel of eminent persons on the Post-2015 Development Agenda and the United Nations Task Team on the Post-2015 Development Agenda. The former would propose a set of recommendations on how the new goals could be framed. The latter would promote inclusion and global consultation, facilitating the participation of multiple stakeholders and, at the same time, bringing legitimacy to the process, thus aiming to develop ownership over the outcome. In May 2013, the panel released a report that was presented to member states of the United Nations. The task team is important because its mandate was to promote thematic, national, and regional consultations. This was part of a strategy to legitimize the process and to detach from the practices that were criticized during the MDGs. Note reference 8. Secondly, the post-2015 agenda also stems from a mandate under Rio+20. In June 2012, the United Nations member countries met in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to agree on the need to develop a series of Sustainable Development Goals SDGs. The new intergovernmental body, the Open Working Group OWG, would propose to the General Assembly and the Secretary General a set of goals and targets. An intergovernmental committee of experts on sustainable development financing would also start with a process to devise the pathways to finance the SDGs. With regards to implementation, a high-level political forum on sustainable development (HLTFSD) was devised as a body to monitor and review the sustainable development agenda. The first session to discuss this forum was carried out during the 68th General Assembly. The OWG delivered its proposal of SDGs in July 2014, and they were accepted in September 2014 by the General Assembly as an important basis to pursue a final decision in 2015. In the first semester of 2015, the final negotiations took place to agree on a set of pillars, the preamble and the declaration, the SDGs, targets, and the pathway of definition for indicators, the means of implementation MOI and the global partnership, and the follow-up and review mechanism HLPF and the regional and national mechanisms. Parallel to these processes, the ICPD, one of the most important global platforms to guarantee women's human rights, especially in what concerns sexual and reproductive health and rights, kept on its own track and its own field of discussion within the United Nations under the ECOSOC body called the Commission on Population and Development CPD. The CPD is the commission in which a yearly gathering of member states ratifies the commitments of the ICPD and its POPE, and promotes page 11 further revisions for their implementation. That is to say, the Agenda 2030 was a new process under the United Nations, but some agendas, such as FSRHR, already had a platform for discussion within the UN. As such, The CPD was actually celebrating its anniversary, and there was an important expectation in what was called by CPD Beyond 2014, an agenda that was meant to guarantee and review the permanence of the commitments made in this platform. However, given the political and financial implications of the post-2015 process, the ICPD, as well as Beijing and other instruments of the 90s, are now under threat to be relegated to a secondary place. The reason is simple. It is expected that both the global political will and the financial resources will be shifted to fulfill the 2030 agenda for the next 15 years. Actually, ICPD Beyond 2014 passed without much ceremony and without strong commitments on behalf of the member states. Nevertheless, it is clear that the paradigm shift that ICPD brings in terms of linking human rights of people at the center of population dynamics and development must not be left aside. As the ICPD agenda has advanced, the links with sustainable development have become more evident. However, the 2015 CPD session was met with many obstacles and, for the first time, it ended without an agreed outcome. This means that in the past, there was a negotiated document every year in which a revision was made in order to go further with the commitments. This time, however, governments could not agree on the larger issues of the agenda, and an aggressive position was risking what was gained in the past years in terms of commitments. In the end, only a broad reference to the meaning of ICPD Beyond 2014 was made, but that was it. There was no ambition to go further in the guarantee of sexual and reproductive rights for all persons. Precisely in the year in which the decision would tie the CPD with the post-2015 agenda, the difficulty to reach the consensus was a major obstacle. This is not to say that everything is lost. There is still room to integrate the agenda in the follow-up and review process, especially at the regional level, but a strong and concentrated advocacy effort needs to be set in place. This is a major element to bear in mind in terms of advocacy for the next stage in the process. Page 12.